Saturdays with Jenny
on Kaya 959, on the street, on the air.
Well, joining me in the studio is David Higgs. And David, I know that you are busy. I mean, all of a sudden, you were frantically busy. And I thought that this wonderful thing that you're doing with Reach for a Dream was worthwhile talking about, because everybody needs a little bit of love, don't they?
Absolutely.
You know, at the moment. So I thought that would be great, and we'd have a conversation about it and just let Kaya listeners know what you're doing. Then I happened to see something on television, and there was Kitchen Rules. And I thought, okay, all right, there's Kitchen. And I think there was a third thing somewhere or other, that what is going on in your life? And there's a restaurant that I can look at as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, Jenny, like we were just saying, you know, we're very fortunate. It's everything is happening at the moment. You know, we've obviously got this great campaign that we're running with Reach for a Dream. Donor fatigue is real. You know, people have been looking after each other and themselves for the last year. So it's very difficult to ask people for money now, you know. So the Reach for a Dream project is something where we can give something. We're giving ourselves, and we're cooking together, and we're having a lot of fun.
Exactly.
Hopefully we're going to break a world record, but I think that's something on the side, which will be quite special. But then to be able to realize dreams for these young kids that we know is life-changing. In a lot of instances.
Yes, and not only life-changing, but something that is so dear to them. And they might not be around the next year. I mean, that is the heartbreaking side of Reach for a Dream, you know?
Yes, you know, I cooked with a young cook by the name of Sihle during lockdown. And Sihle was in a wheelchair and cancer and so forth. And, you know, I got a call from his mom last week saying that he's just come out of hospital. He's been given the all clear. He's still in a wheelchair. However, the first thing is that I said to him, you must come cook with me in the kitchen, you know. And he said to me, please, can we still do this? So, yeah, young Sihle will be joining me soon in the kitchen. And you know, in amongst all the heartache, there's some beautiful stories as well.
So, and I mean, quite difficult, I think, not to get emotional. But I mean, I know that you're in front of the cameras, but I mean, you know, it's difficult actually not to have tears in your eyes.
Yeah, yeah. You know, just you know, let alone putting together this again, cooking with Jan Tichle. You know, he's in Soweto. He was in his home with his mom, with not much reception. But there we were on our phones together, making this work, and just the biggest smile. Wow, Jenny.
Just, it does bring tears to your eyes. So tell us how Reach for a Dream and you actually are working, because it's a cooking competition. So, is there still time for people to join it or not?
Oh, absolutely. We still got 2 weeks to go. Obviously, okay. On the 24th of June is when we cook. And it's not so much a competition, Jenny. So basically what we're trying to do is to get over 3,000 people on a cooking platform together. So basically we will be cooking. Myself and Jay will be at the Vitality Studios at Discovery and broadcasting from there. And it's a Zoom link, essentially. Well, Zoom or TeamViewer, you know, one of these links. And we can take up to 5,000 people. Now,
brilliant.
The current world record sits at 2,984, I think, or something like that. And we just, you know, like I said, it's not really about that, but it would be awesome. I mean, can you imagine just cooking with 3,000 people online, you know, and having a lot of fun to that? So there's a 350 Rand charge. You buy your basket, and DHL delivers it to your door on the day. And then we cook together.
I think it sounds absolutely fantastic. And, you know, I mean, I know sometimes you get a message saying, please vote for Cape Town as the most beautiful city in the world. And quickly you vote for it because it's us. And, you know, we have to do things like that. But this would just be absolutely smashing if we could do it.
Absolutely. And you know, corporates have got involved, you know, which is fantastic. So everybody in the office is now cooking, you know, and there's like 100 people. I saw some of the stats, and 100 boxes were ordered by certain companies. And so, yeah, it's really taken off quite nicely. And it's just a feel-good project, you know.
So companies can do it and do it as a bonding thing for their staff.
Absolutely.
And entertainment and just bringing people together and the cause. You couldn't get a better cause.
No, you can't get a better cause.
So how do people actually get involved? They obviously contact
It's very, very simple. You go to the Reach for a Dream website. All the information is there. You pay your 350 rand and they give you all the details. And you get your apron, you get a bottle of wine. There's a whole lot of, you know, it's going to be fun, yeah.
So there's an enticement as well as anything else. And there's, well, I mean, I will never forget seeing you just, I mean, it was very, very dark and it was during lockdown when you woke up one morning and you were not sober. At least I swear you weren't, because you were just, unless you're a brilliant actor. And you drank that entire bottle of what you thought was beer, but in fact it was wine, red wine.
Yeah, it was.
And, I mean, I just laughed and laughed and laughed and laughed. It was the funniest thing ever. But I think this is absolutely fantastic. And Reach for a Dream, as many of you know, has been one of the country's most recognizable and credible charities for the last 33 years. And Reach for a Dream encourages children to use the power of their dreams to fight life-threatening illnesses and make these dreams come true. And that comes from one of the people behind Reach for a Dream. So just remember to follow Reach for a Dream on social media. You just go the Reach for a Dream Foundation, or you go reachforadream.org.za, and then the rest just falls into place. And it's absolutely fantastic. Are you enjoying the cooking itself, though?
I am. Well, I am, always.
Well, David, thank you very much indeed. And I'm sure if any of you go to Marble, and I'm sure people are beginning to go to Marble, I love Marble at lunchtime. And you will see David pottering around if he's got a second to spare, which I actually doubt.
Always. Always a second to spare.
Always a second to spare. David Higgs, thank you very much indeed.
Jenny, thanks.
Thank you.
Saturdays with Jenny, every Saturday from 9 to 11 a.m.
on Kaya 959, on the street, on the air.